It's just about 6:56 here on the Matt Allen Show, and every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com, and Justin Katz has drawn the short straw tonight to talk to me. Justin, welcome to the show. How are you?
It's not a short straw. I had to fight to get to the head of the line.
I'm sure, yeah. What's going on, man? How you been?
I've been doing pretty well. I wanted to mention, too, at the outset, this week, a book was released, edited by Jonah Goldberg of National Review, by HarperCollins as the publisher, and I have an essay in it. It's called Proud to Be Right, Voices of the Next Conservative Generation. And that's one of the reasons I'm happy to be conservative. You can be 35 and still be a young conservative.
There's still hope for us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice. So what you wrote an essay on what?
It was essentially it's 22 essays of people describing why they're conservative and what principles and what experiences have led them to that particular philosophy.
How can people get it?
It's a major publication, so any bookstore should have copies. If not, let me know and I'll call the Ukrainian mafia.
We will send out all kinds of pirated copies of your book. Yeah, right?
Well, no, not pirated, but...
No, excuse me, legit. We have to sell them, that's right.
Yeah, it's how we're laundering.
So what's going on in the blog today?
Well, one thing that readers should make a daily visit to see are Andrew's very in-depth posts of votes by legislators.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be very helpful in making decisions coming up. Although, I'm wondering if the decisions aren't so hard. You sort of look for the guy who's been in office and get him out.
And it really comes down to that. I mean, it's if you did that, even some of the good guys that are up there, you don't necessarily want to sacrifice them. But, in this case, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, I don't think is the worst thing in the world, assuming you get some decent results out of it.
Right. And 2 weeks ago when I called, we were talking about how there just doesn't seem to be much enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of, I guess, the silver lining of that, the hopeful part of it, maybe people just realize what they have to do. They're not particularly excited about anybody,
yep.
But they're going to go and they're going to vote the way they know. That, it's grown-up time. Charles Krauthammer, a nationally known conservative pundit, commented several years ago, that electing Barack Obama and his slew of Democrats was a fundamentally unserious act. And maybe we're all getting serious, and it's not fun.
There's absolutely a level of immaturity that comes along with supporting these leftists because they just they don't live in the real world. Look, a perfect example of that is the argument made in the paper. I think it was yesterday, by State Representative Joe Almeida and State Senator Howard Metz on changing the name of the state. The idea and the motivation behind it and their argument is so weak. And based in such nanny-nanny boo-boo type principles and so, sticks and stones type of argument, it is just the silliest thing ever. And these are people who are supposed to be taken seriously. They're elected officials who have an impact on how we live. And it's absurd to me.
Yep, absolutely.
And it really is. There's a level of immaturity. And everybody's got to grow up a little bit and understand that there's hard decisions that need to be made. And not everybody's going to be happy at the end of the day, but it's got to be done.
Well, we can all be happy. We just, a little bit less hands in the public pocket while we're being happy.
Excellent. All right, Justin. We will check out AnchorRising.com, the world's best political blog on the face of the planet. How about that? World and face of the planet all in one sentence. That's how good it is.